Whoever set fire in the cathedral did so intentionally, according to the state fire marshal's office. They did so Wednesday afternoon while there was still daylight, but there are no suspects identified yet. Father Tim Halida arrived at the cathedral shortly after receiving text messages about the fire. He recounts how he felt seeing the damage.
Sadness, a little anger, you know, a little, but kind of sadness. I mean, this is a special church for me. I went to college here. This is my first Catholic church I ever walked inside.
Fire was set to the celebrant's chair where the presiding priest sits during Mass and to the seat where the diocese bishop sits when he visits. The chair's charred remains are still there, but Halida says there's a silver lining in what didn't get damaged.
Tabernacle, obviously very special. The statues are untouched. The altar's fine. It's basically just the chairs. Those are very easy to replace. And that back wall, which quite frankly was a little dated.
There is one peculiar detail in the arson case. Whoever set the fire also lit the Paschal candle, which stands next to the altar and is meant to be lit during the Easter season.
Paschal candle is something that comes out at the Easter vigil, and it's the church is dark and it's completely, there's no lights lit, and we light that, we have a fire outside, and then that candle is lit from that fire. It's a fire that's blessed, and then we light that candle and bring it in.
Parishioners then light individual candles from the Paschal candle's flame. The Paschal candle is meant to symbolize Jesus Christ's presence, Halida says.
There's a symbolism there. I think it's a little odd that somebody, I mean, when someone does something like this, like I said, if they're totally rational and sane, you'd think they would probably be nervous, and it's broad daylight, someone could walk in at any moment.
Halida says while surveying the damage, he came to a realization.
However this was caused, this is sort of the norm for some Christians in other places in the world, and some places in other faiths around the world, that they have to deal with threats of violence, of death, and from either the government or just the local population or whatever. And I think I kind of brought home that to me. It's like, I've never had to deal with this.
But in the wake of the fire, Halida says Mass will still be held this weekend. Michael Williams has been a parishioner at St. Thomas More for about 7 years.
Obviously, this person was troubled one way or the other. There was something in them that, whether it's a mental illness case, is somebody with a personal grudge or feels, you know, they're trying to make a statement. Somehow they're troubled.
Williams says he hopes whoever set the fire can find healing.
And they need community. They need our support. They need our love and compassion. And right now that's something that is hard to give, obviously, but it's something that, if we are the church and we are followers of Christ, and that's what we're supposed to do.
When Mass is held this weekend, the charred remains of the celebrant chairs will still be behind the altar for Williams and other parishioners to see. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is investigating the arson in conjunction with the state fire marshal. The ATF has yet to answer WFSU's inquiry into whether the arson is being investigated as a federal hate crime. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.